Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel الحمد لله رب العالمين We are together once again thanks to the Madani Channel thanks to all the services of Dawat-e-Islami, which has granted us another opportunity to meet, another opportunity to discuss our journey of self-improvement. And today we'll inshallah talk about focus. What should we focus? How should we focus? What should we focus on? Inshallah, we'll try and learn about that. But before that, as always, we'll mention the reward of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, hadith from Kanzul Ummal, in Kitab al-Adhkar, hadith number 2229, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated, Man salla alayya fi jawmin miyata marratin, qadallahu lahu miyata hajjatin, sab'eena minha li akhiratihi, wa thalathina minha li duniyahu. Aw kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever recites 100 salawat upon me daily, shall have 100 of their needs fulfilled by Allah, 70 of the hereafter, and 30 of the world. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, everyone is suffering. Everyone has a problem of some sort. No one in the world can say that they are totally happy. Even the billionaires of the world, they couldn't say that they sleep off comfort. There is always something which is bothering us, which is troubling us. Some have tests bigger than others. Some have calamities bigger than others. And if we want to remove those trials, those tribulations, if we want to be successful under challenging circumstances and in fighting off those concerns, then what we need to do, we need to think about the best, one of the best forms of worship, and that is to recite Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 100 salawat, and 100 needs being fulfilled. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So it's a great way to get our prayers answered, to get our needs fulfilled, to get those permissible desires granted. And how would that happen? By reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq to recite Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's start with a story, and that will help us understand why it is so important. And that's the story about a very rich person. He owned a luxury car, a nice house, successful business. And Allah Almighty had given him everything, whatever we can think of the world. And one day, he came home in the evening, spent time with his children, had dinner, dealt with some important tasks, and then lay down to sleep on his comfortable bed at night. However, he couldn't go to sleep. How many times does that happen to us? We seem to have everything of the world, and still we can't go to sleep. And it seems like the wealthier we are, the richer we are, the more resourceful we are, the more worried we are. And why is that? That's what we are going to learn. Sleep, indeed, is a blessing from Allah Almighty and is only given to whomever He wills. And this wealthy man was continuously tossing and turning in the bed, but he could not sleep. After some time, he thought to himself that it's not getting anywhere. I'm not doing anything. I'm not achieving anything by lying here. So why not get some fresh air outside? So he got into his car, drove around from here to there without any direction, just roaming the streets. And eventually he came across a masjid. Now he thought to himself, instead of wandering around, why don't I just go to the masjid? Subhanallah. That voice from inside, which is leading him, guiding him to a beautiful path. So he parks his car, he goes inside, does wudu, and then he enters the main hall of the masjid. And he suddenly stopped in his tracks. Nobody was inside. But he could hear a faint sound of somebody crying from one of the corners of the masjid. Allahu Akbar. And there in the corner, it was a poor person who was making dua with his tears falling from his eyes and his hands raised in dua and supplication. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, the poor man said, my daughter is ill. Doctors say she requires surgery. I'm poor and have no money to pay for this. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are the creator of all means. You're Musabbibul Asbab. Shower your mercy on me. So observing this, the wealthy man, he realized why he couldn't sleep. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted him to come and help this man. That was the reason for him for that night. That's what he thought to himself. He approaches the poor person, and now this rich individual, he puts his hand in his pocket, took out whatever he had, and gave it to that poor man. And he also gave him his business card with his address and contact details, and says, this is all I have with me now. If you need more, come to this address. Now, the poor man had no money, Allahu Akbar, but his heart was free from greed. He gave the card back to this wealthy person and said, my brother, I already have someone to go to. Allahu Akbar. So puzzled, the rich man asked, who do you have to go to? And why didn't you just go there? And if you have someone and you are so worried about your daughter and you need treatment, and now when I'm offering you a helping hand and you're saying now that I have someone to go to, then why didn't you go to them in the first place? Allahu Akbar, what does he say? The poor man says, I am sat at the door of the one who sent you to me at this time. Today, my need has been fulfilled. In future, if I need anything else, I will come to this door again. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, just imagine, what do we need to focus? Where do we need to focus? We need to focus on our ineptitude and the gratitude which we need to show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to focus on our shortcomings and at the same time remember the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the lack of focus which is causing so many problems for us, which is a hindrance in this journey of our improvement. We have limited resources. And if that were to ever happen, that our hopes are falling apart, the doors are shutting close in our face, our minds shut down with worries and difficulties to come, all of our strengths, determination, people we know, they may be of no help. Even in such circumstances, when there is not a single source of support left, remember that we still have the best of supporters, the best of sustainers, the best of helpers. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody is left empty-handed after they ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He fulfills our needs. He makes things happen in ways which are unimaginable, unfathomable. That's the ways Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala helps our needs fulfilled. So let's just think to ourselves. Let's put ourselves to a test. Just a moment. For just a single moment, if you think, we all carry out a task by asking ourselves this. When a difficulty arises, who do we think of first? It's that the answer to this question that probably describes where we are in our journey of self-improvement. Where does our focus lie? Normally, what happens when we are ill, the first person we think of is a doctor. If you have a legal issue, the first person we think of is a lawyer. If we need money, we think of our friends and family. Everyone, including myself, should ask ourselves, is it not true? A lot of us will say yes. Now, whenever something happens, we turn our attention to worldly means. Although it's not a sin, As Muslims, whenever we are worried in difficulty, unwell, facing problems, even during times of happiness, our thoughts should always be to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be our first thought. He is the one who fulfills the needs. He is the one who opens the doors. He is the one who makes asbab. He is the one who makes things appear out of nowhere. So if we are ill, if you have a legal problem, if we have a problem in our home, if it's a child is unwell, whatever it might be, if it's a business issue, if it's a work issue, if it is a study issue, whatever it is, instead of thinking about people, the first thought should be of thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So of course, when we are ill, we take medicine. But if we need help, there's nothing wrong in asking for support. But you know, these are all secondary. The first thought we must have is this, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who would fulfill the desires. My Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who would help me protect. My Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give me whatever I need. Regardless of the situation, we need to think about Allah Almighty. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that's the strength of conviction. That's the focus we need if we want to get better. Is that we need to think about our thinking process. We need to cleanse our thoughts. We need to think that what I'm thinking, is this based on the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, of course, the bondsman would help. But ultimately, the helper is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what I need to think. That's what I need to focus on. So inshallah, if we do that, then that will be at least we are taking a step towards this path to self-righteousness, the path to self-improvement. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we have learned from this story about how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the ultimate assister. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the ultimate helper. So that's what we need to always keep in mind, that for everything and anything, we go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to help us. And all these other options we have, they're all provided by and they have all been arranged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let me give you another example of how our pious elders, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, how did they focus? And that brought them that ultimate focus of their inner self, that they were able to achieve so much, which one would think that perhaps people could not achieve their, many people could not achieve their lifetimes what a single person did. And the example I'm going to share is of Abu al-Hasan Siri Saqati, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He was approached by his neighbor. Now look at the strength of their faith and look at the ultimate depth of their focus. For each and everything, they believed that it was down to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we, as believers, we accept that. We believe in that. We, in Iman-e-Mufassal, we teach ourselves and we teach our children, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. We accept all of that. However, when it comes to practical application of that, then as I shared example, then we look for others instead of returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was approached by his neighbor. The neighbor says, my son was kidnapped by a soldier last night. And she sighed and said, they might hurt him. Please help me get my son back. And the saint, Sayyidina Sari Saqati, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he stood up as he heard this, and straight away he started offering salah with utmost concentration and humility, with khushu and khudu. Now, after some time passed, the woman exclaimed, Abu al-Hasan, please hurry. I'm worried the king will throw my son in jail. The saint continued his salah. And after finishing, he turned to the woman and said, O servant of Allah, your very problem is what I'm resolving. As this conversation was taking place, the woman's maid, she came and said, my lady, come home. Your son has returned. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what is this? What Sayyidina Siri Saqati rahmatullahi ta'ala demonstrated? He demonstrates that even when something so grave that a boy has been taken away, has been perhaps incorrectly, has been imprisoned, and the risk is that he might face severe punishment, Even at that moment, instead of the Shaykh using his connections, using perhaps interceding, perhaps helping by getting to the police station or wherever the son was, no, instead, what he rahmatullahi ta'ala demonstrated that if one wants help, if one wants something to be sorted, to be settled, what I need to do, he says himself, he rahmatullahi ta'ala says that what I need to do is to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is the ultimate helper. And that's what he did. And he continued that until, of course, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have such a degree of focus, then the inner doors of your heart open. Then you get inspired knowledge. You get divine inspirations. And that's the beauty of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he knew by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that her son has returned. And that's the point when he finished his salah and said, well, that's exactly what I'm doing. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That's the way of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so as the righteous servants of Allah Almighty, what we need to remember is that if a problem comes our way, we run around here and there, our minds are all over the place. As a result, we create havoc. We sometimes in desperation, sometimes in disappointment, we might actually do something which has serious consequences. So I can think of several such examples. The number of times people, when they come across a calamity, instead of returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His help to find a way out of that, they ma'azallah commit suicide. They ma'azallah harm themselves. I still don't forget this boy who was a teenager, and he was brought when I was on call. And during my on call, this boy who was probably 18, 17 or 18, and he was brought because he tried to hang himself for something so meager, something so minor, then one would think, why would a child, why would a young person do that? And I'm sure this is not news to you. There are so many such incidents which we keep hearing. And that boy was now in a permanent vegetative state, which means that he is alive because his heart is beating, but there is no brain function. He stayed with us for several weeks. We tried our best. In the end, we had to discharge him to a neuro rehabilitation center to spend the end of his days. Whether it takes him a week, a month, year, maybe several years, he might stay alive, but in that vegetative state. That one moment where he felt desperate, he felt disappointed, he perhaps was angry with himself or angry at the outcome of something, and that changed the life for him, for the worse, by worldly standards forever, and certainly the impact it would have had on his parents, on his family, on his siblings, that's beyond imagination. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this can have serious consequences. If we don't have that firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in practice, and if we don't apply that principle, then the risk is that we may not actually be able to achieve what we set out to achieve. And we can come to harm ourselves, our family. So many people can be negatively impacted by that. So that's why this focus is so important. Something goes well, we focus on Allah. Something goes wrong, we focus on Allah. Something goes according to our will, we still thank Allah. If it goes against, we stay patient and we still keep our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what the focus is. When one achieves that clarity of mind, when one achieves that degree of focus, then inshallah, that will then bring that tranquility and peace of the heart. And that will then help one improve oneself for the better. One would always, every time we fall, we learn from that and we stand even higher. And then that process, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, will continue. And every time when we come across a challenge, we come across a test, we come out of that a better person. And that, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, will then make us strong, will help us achieve the benefits, not just in this world and the hereafter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself reminds us, he commands us, he motivates us to do this. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Surah Dhariyat, verse number 50, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. So run towards Allah. In this, Allah Almighty instructs His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam to say, O people, run to Allah. Commenting on this verse, Sayyidina Sahal Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, O people, leave everything besides Allah Almighty and run to Him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, what we've learned in the last few minutes is how we need to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the way of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the way of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the way of the glad teachings, the grand teaching of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because what we must remember, that on the end of the day, we are human. And although it may seem that we have many ways to live our life, we have many resources at our hands, we have many amenities to enjoy, we have several possible solutions to our problem, our resources remain very limited to the unlimited support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no comparison. There is no contrast. There are many times in life when it might occur to us that we may lose hope. Every door closes on us. At times, our financial circumstances may make us feel hopeless. At times, our health situation may make us feel hopeless. At times, it might be that we are owed money to someone, and that situation makes us feel hopeless. Whatever it might be, and at those are the times when our friends, our family, we try and get support from all of them. And none of that helps us, none of those means are able to deliver for us. All of those arrangements, they come to no fruition. It seems that there is no options left to us. We feel that we have been left to our own accord, entirely hopeless, dejected, demoralized. And at that point, when we feel, when we have all those emotions to fight, when we have all those emotions which are trying to overwhelm us, and at that time, what happens is that because of the veils of all these negative emotions of dejection, of demoralization, of disappointment, of feeling hopeless or helpless, all of these negative emotions, they cast those veils upon our thinking process. So our cognitive level is not able to comprehend that. And then the risk is that our mental acuity, our mental ability, our mental agility, all of those are affected. And scientifically, there is so much proof for that. In that state, if when all hopes seem to come to an end, and at that point, when all the doors are closed, but we must remember that when we are feeling hopeless, we must remember that there is still hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When all the doors are closed, and even at that time, the door of rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is still open. And, you know, kings of the world might turn us away, but Allah Almighty, the King of the Kings, will never turn us away. People may abandon us, our family, our friends may forgo us, they may let go of us, they may look the other way, our blood relations, they may look away, they may not be able to offer help, but we must remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He never leaves hopeless, He never leaves people helpless, as long as someone commits to Him with that strength, with that power, with that conviction. And if they do it with the ultimate focus that, Ya Allah, whatever is happening around me, I'm not bothered by any of that at all, as long, Ya Allah, You are happy with me. And once we have that level of commitment to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we can be guaranteed that we will never return empty-handed. That's the level of focus we need. That's how we need to think. And if you look at the way of the Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, that's been their prophet. Who is more successful than prophets alayhi salatu wasalam? And even those prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, when they felt that everything by our standards, it might feel that it's all, you know, there doesn't seem to be a way out, then the beauty of the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam is that that's what they demonstrate to the world. They look at the strength of our faith and our focus in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even at that moment we are not concerned and we still turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the way of Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in the tummy of the fish, saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Look at Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam under all the challenge He, alayhi salatu wassalam, still prays to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in such beautiful ways. Anni massani ad-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin. So many examples. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to learn from the blessed seerah of Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wassalam. Give us tawfiq to always adhere to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to keep our attention towards His mercy and keep our focus. And inshallah, azzawajal, that will help us improve our faith, strengthen our faith, and inshallah, azzawajal, will then strengthen our mental and physical abilities as well. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to act upon what we have learned. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Self-improvement. Transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul align. In the path of Islam, the soul align.